Concept number two, whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half. This is a formula for creating a major scale. Okay, you can take any note on any string, and if you go up two frets, i.e. a whole step, you can go from do to re. All right, so I'm going to get my guitar and give you the same example that we just had. But before I play it, I'm going to give you a shortcut to memorizing that formula. The formula describes the motion between the amount of movement between one note to the next. So if you have do and then the next note is re, that first whole describes the relationship between do and re. It's a whole step. Again, the formula is whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half. Now, that's a lot to memorize, so I'm going to simplify. I'm giving you essential concepts. Simplifying. It's only a half step between notes 3 and 4 and 7 and 8. All right? So when you go do, re, mi, those are all whole steps. All right, let's use numbers instead. 1, 2, 3, those are all whole steps apart, i.e. two frets apart each on the guitar. But when you get to 4, do, re, mi, fa, or 4, that's a half step. So again, between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 is the half steps. So do, you go up a whole, you get to re, you go up a whole, you get to 3, you go up a half, you get to 4. You go up a whole, you get to 5, you go up a whole, you get to 6, you go up a whole, you get to 7, and then a half to get to 8. Now, 8 is the same as 1, meaning those are the same notes, do and do, okay? When you've heard the word octave, and most of you have, the reason it's, everyone knows oct means 8, like octopus, then it describes the phenomenon that the note 8, the number 8 is the same as the note 1. It's just an octave up. The sound is the same. All right, so whatever note you start on, whatever do that was, do, then I end up on do again. Sorry, my singing, okay? I'm not giving a vocal performance here. I'm just trying to illuminate, okay? We're going to go to the example that I gave you on the guitar, which is this 4th string, 6th fret. Now, I'll bet you didn't know that you could play a major scale starting on some weird note that you're not familiar with necessarily on one string. But that's exactly what we're going to do. And it doesn't even matter the names right now. So if I start on 4th string, 6th fret, I know the names, but you know the name now because we had it in our previous example. It's A flat. We're doing the same note that we did in the previous example, but it's not necessary to name the whole scale as we go along. We'll get to that. For now, we're just going to play the scale. We got 4th string, 6th fret. That's 1. Up a whole step is 2. Up a whole step is 3. Up a half step is 4. Up a whole step is 5. Up a whole step is 6. Up a whole step is 7. And up a half step is 8. So repeating one more time, between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 are our half steps. All right, that's how you construct a major scale. If you have to go backwards, all right, I'll bet you didn't know you could go backwards. All right, I bet you didn't think you knew how to make a major scale forwards and backwards on one string. You absolutely do, because if you take that same note, and we're at 8, so we're all the way up at, we're at A fret, doesn't matter what fret we're on, we're at note number 8, you go down a half step for 7, go down a half whole step for 6, down a whole for 5, down a whole for 4, and here's another half step to 3, and a whole step to 2, and a whole step to 1. If you don't get back on the note you started on, you did something wrong. All right? So repeating again, between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 are half steps in any key. The rest are whole steps in constructing a major scale. All right? If you're following this, good for you. The key of C is often used as an example in creating a major scale. There's no coincidence that the key of C, which has no sharps or flats, the notes are just C, D, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. There's no coincidence that the formula matches here. Let me just demonstrate. Between E and F and B and C are half steps, as you learned in point number one. And in point number two, we learned that steps 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 are a half step apart. All the other steps in a major scale are a whole step. So it makes sense that in the key of C, those would match. Those two things correlate. Those two things, see what I mean? So if I play C, go up a whole step, I got D. Go up a whole step, I got E. Go up a half step, I got F. Go up a whole step, I got G. Go up a whole step, I got A. Go a whole step, I got B. And go up a half step, I got C. Okay, this leads me to the next point about naming the scales. Alright, so now that you know how to construct a major scale on one string, any string, you can start naming the scales. By the way, one little side note. If you're trying to do a major scale on one string and you run out of frets, which we almost did on that previous example, then you have to repeat one of the notes down an octave. All right, let me give you another example. Suppose you're trying to make, you're trying to harmonize third string, eighth fret. Okay, here's third string, eighth fret. I go 1, up a whole step is 2, up a whole step is 3, up a half step is 4, and up a whole step is 5. Now I'm running out of room here, so I'm gonna, and right now I'm at the 15th fret, and the guitar repeats, everything repeats at the 12th fret. So what is, so if you do minus 12 on whatever fret you're at, you can have the same note down an octave. So 12, you're at the 15th fret for that fifth note of our scale, and we minus 12, and you're down to the third fret. So you would have to play that note twice in order to get the whole scale on one string, because you run out of notes if you continue. Let me just demonstrate what I'm talking about. I know this sounds confusing. I start at the third string, eighth fret. I go up a whole, up a whole, up a half. That's 4. Up a whole, that's 5. And I'm running out of fret, so I'm going to take that 5 down an octave. Minus 12 frets. I'm still at 5. And now I'm up at 6. Now I'm up at 7. And I'm back to 8. And back where I started. Let's go backwards. All right, I start at 8th fret. That's note 8 or 1. Means the same thing. 8 down a half step is 7. Down a whole step is 6. Down a whole step is 5. I'm going to run out of frets, so I'm going to bring that up an octave by going up 12 frets. And now I'm going down a whole step to 4, I'm going down a half step to 3, going down a whole step to 2, and I'm going down a whole step to 1, and I end up back where I started. Some of these you could listen to and then go home and play them. I recommend you do. Go home and play these examples.